Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Now considering the virus and the riots, convenience tells us to wait for a better time to resume the Lord's work. But in today's episode from Bobby Bosler, we are challenged that it's time to get back to our Father's business.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, where finally it's starting to warm up just a little bit. Maybe where you're at has been warm for quite a while, but I want you to know the warmth that I'm speaking of is not so much that of the temperature, but it's heating up here in our state. It's heating up in our church because this past week, our church did something that I've never personally done before. We had a concert of prayer. In the last podcast, I told you about it on the front end, though the podcast wasn't published until it was basically completed. But this past week, we spent literally hours every single day seeking the face of God. We believed that the crisis in our country was really to the point where we needed to get the mind of God. We didn't want to just continue to move forward with human plans to accomplish human goals and via human methods. We wanted to get alone with God and listen to what He said. And what He said was a very challenging thing. I heard more sermons this past week, though I heard one every night from Dr. Rick Flanders. The sermons that I'm speaking of that were particularly impacting were the ones that the Holy Spirit preached to us during the prayer meetings. During these times, we met every day, multiple times a day, for hours at a time. And during those times, God challenged us about the lines which we were not willing to cross. He challenged us about our subtle forms of rebellion. He challenged us, honestly, to a deeper level of surrender than I think I've ever been to before in my life. And as much as it was difficult, as much as I shed tears, as much as many of us were torn to shreds in a good way, God put us back together in a way where we are more optimistic than we've ever been about what God is setting out to do. You know, since I recorded the last podcast episode, we've had riots take place all over our country where people feel as if they've been treated unjustly, and they're protesting that unjust treatment, and we're finding people divided against people, and people groups and jobs and roles are all being pitted against one another in the midst of a pandemic. In the midst of a virus that just the last time I looked in our country crossed 2 million cases. And it's easy to look at all those things and to wring our hands and to get discouraged. But young people, I want you to know, when you factor God into the equation, there we have never been in a greater time of opportunity. And the book of John in chapter 4, I want to speak about an opportunity that our Lord Jesus had. In chapter 4 and verse 3, it says, Jesus and his band left Judea and departed again unto Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. And he proceeds, the text here proceeds to talk about the fact that they went to a place where Jacob's well was, and a woman came from the city of in Samaria there. And his disciples went into the city to buy some meat. And of course, you know the story. Jesus turned the conversation to the gospel. In fact, he had come to this well to meet this woman, to share the good news of the Messiah's coming, his coming with this woman. And obviously, you know, the conversation had a massive impact on her. She left her water pot, went into the city, and saith to the man, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And this woman was absolutely excited. The word of Jesus drove her into the city to spread the news. And in verse 31, it says, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. So his disciples had come back from the city with some food and said, Master, it's time to eat. We've got food for you. And Jesus replied to them and said, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Can you imagine that? They came back with food. Master, here you go. And he says, oh, I have food that you don't know about. I'd be kind of confused. His disciples in the next verse therefore said the disciples one to another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Where did this food come from?" And they were kind of confused. But Jesus clarified what he meant in verse 34. Jesus saith unto them, "My meat," or my food, "is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already unto harvest." Here, his disciples had food on the mind. They were thinking in the human realm, and Jesus had just gotten through with a stirring, riveting opportunity with the gospel. And Jesus was totally in a different realm than his disciples here at this moment. He says, "Listen, I've got something to do that's far more important than food. I have a mission to accomplish." His disciples didn't get it. And many times when people are just purely living in their human realm, they won't get it. But Jesus says, "Listen, don't you understand, disciples? My role, my job, my food is far more important than any human morsel you could bring me. What satisfies the needs of my soul is to do God's will on this earth." And don't say there's a more opportune time coming, because I'm telling you, the opportunity is not in the future. The opportunity is now. You know, his disciples were thinking about themselves. They were thinking about their bellies. "Hey, let's eat some food. Let's chow down." And Jesus was saying, "Let's chow down on this. There's an amazing opportunity staring us in the face. And if all you do is focus on your wants, your needs, and your desires, you will miss, young people, the opportunity that's staring you in the face in these days." As we look at the news, and as we see the hurting hearts, and as people are out and about all over the place screaming their need for Jesus Christ, that's not what they say. They want justice. They want freedom. Whatever it is that they say, really what they're saying is, "I want the freedom that's found in Jesus Christ," though they couldn't even say it in those terms. Young people, let's not say there's going to be a more opportune time in the future. Let's not say we're going to do the will of God when the coronavirus passes over and the cases are down to zero. Let's not wait until our state gets into phase 3, 4, or 5 to reopen. Let's lift up our eyes and look at the opportunities that are staring us in the face. Young people, the time is here for us to get back to business. The time has come for us to stop looking for a better time and for us to surrender to Jesus, to lift up our eyes and to lift up our voices and to obey. You know, I've been facing these decisions very much as I'm looking at my summer schedule. There are several churches that have kept us on. We have several openings now as a result of cancellations for a variety of different reasons. But as I look at it, it's so easy to say, "Well, maybe I should just cancel all the meetings this summer." Nope. Lift up your eyes. Look on the field. They're white already into harvest. Young people, let's obey God now. Let's get back to work. Let's stop allowing the coronavirus to be a convenient excuse to not do what God has called us to do. Now, granted, I'm thankful for all of you who took part in our Let's Go Viral campaign. And by the way, we do still have those videos in process. We'll have hopefully some for you in the next week or so. But young people, we've got to get back to actually declaring the good news with our mouths to real people in person. I don't know what that means for you necessarily. I know what that means for me. But let's go out armed with gospel tracts. Let's go out listening to the Holy Spirit to lead us into the harvest field where he'd have us to go, to have the conversations he'd have us to have. People are open. People are ready. And because of the great changes happening in our society, I believe that we are on the verge of a move of God like we've never seen before. So we need to be ready. Is accomplishing the will of God more necessary to you than eating lunch or dinner? That's what happens when you're surrendered to the will of God. And so let's surrender to his will. Let's depend on his power. And young people, oh please, Let's reach the world with the gospel, shall we? Let's go obey, because the fields are ready.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.